For this Thursday, May 1st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Students at North Elementary School in Poseyville are helping to make a difference for animals in Posey County. Following a week-long school-wide competition, the Student Council is giving a $3,400 check to New Life Rescue and Adoption. Not only an opportunity to give back to Posey County, but the project was also a pennyworth competition where certain coins and dollars were designated as positive and negative points for each class. For earning the most points, a fourth grade class received an ice cream party. Those students' efforts have made a big impact to keep these animals healthy and well-fed until they find their forever home. Posey County Royalty Pageant's Facebook page posted that the registration for the 2025 Princess, Duchess, Miss Teen Posey County, and Miss Posey County pageants is now open. If you have any questions, you can email pocoroyaltypageants@gmail.com. They say registration for the Little Miss, Tiny Miss, and Beautiful Baby contest will open at a later date. Family Matters of Posey County has announced that they are having their 7th annual golf scramble this summer on Friday, June 13th. It will begin at 1 p.m. at Western Hills Country Club. If you are interested, the number to call to RSVP is 838-6875. University of Evansville men's basketball head coach David Ragland has signed a contract extension. Coach Ragland just completed his third season as the Purple Aces head coach. Despite injuries during this past season, the team achieved its highest Missouri Valley Conference win total in 9 seasons. Ragland's second season saw a significant turnaround, with the team improving its win total by 12 games from the previous season and securing 17 total victories, the highest since 2017-2018. Following this past campaign, 4 UE players earned prestigious league honors, including Connor Turnbull, who was named the 2025 Missouri Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Year, and Turnbull announced a few weeks ago that he is returning for another season with the Purple Aces. Last night, North Posey softball beat Gibson Southern at home 3-2. Paige Vaughn hit a walk-off single and was 4-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Vikings softball improves to 8-4 overall. They play again this evening at home against Modern Day at 5 p.m. North Posey baseball is home tonight as they play South Spencer at 5:30 p.m., and Mount Vernon baseball has a home game with Perry Central at 5:45 p.m. From local college sports, Evansville baseball got beat at home by Indiana 14-6. The Purple Aces start a 3-game conference series at home tomorrow night as they will take on Belmont. From Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals won both games of their doubleheader at the Cincinnati Reds. The Cardinals won 6-0 and 9-1. The Redbirds improved to 14-17, and the Reds fall to 16-15. They wrap up their 4-game series today at 11:40 a.m. The Chicago Cubs got tripped up in Pittsburgh by the Pirates 4-3. The Cubs are now 18-13 on the season. Chicago and Pittsburgh play the rubber game of their 3-game set today at 11:35 a.m. That's news and sports for this Thursday, May 1st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.